Torsten Walk playing them drums. Amen. You're very welcome to Liberty Community Church. If you're here for the first time, you're very, very welcome. My name is Eddie, one of the elders here. And it's a privilege for me just to come and share the word with you this morning. If you want to turn with me to Matthew 28. Sorry, Matthew 11:28. And I just want to share with you a word that the Lord put on my heart a few weeks ago. And it was just something that struck me when, you know, I was reading this, that I've heard it so many times, and I thought, you know, sometimes when you ask God to give you words, you want him to give you something very obscure so you can kind of throw your ego into it and throw it out and build it up and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, but the Lord gave me a word that I've read over, I don't know, many times, probably hundreds of times. But he showed me something new in it. He showed me something key in it about our relationship with him. And just as Stephen was sharing there this morning, it is about relationship. It's about your relationship. And it's about how you relate to God and how you see him and how you see Jesus. And believe it or not, a lot of us have different pictures. A lot of us see God through different filters. I know in my own life, when I first came into contact with Christians, Christians were trying to help me come, you know, get my life together and stuff like that. And when I came into first in contact with them, and it was a very trying experience, because I always felt guilty in their presence. I always felt ashamed. I always felt that, you know, every time you talk about God, it's not for me. You know what I mean? I'm so far removed from God's stuff, you wouldn't imagine. And so I was seeing God through that filter, as a filter of guilt and shame. And it wasn't until I was taught things about God, and it wasn't until that I experienced God in a new way, that I started to see him differently. And I started to see him the way he really is. And the only way I could get to that point was through the Word. You know, so the Word is something that we have to grab and understand, or we will stand still. We should never be standing still as a Christian. You should never, ever be standing still. I remember a fellow told me years ago, he said, always weigh up where you were in a year. Always weigh up where you were before. And if you're still in the same place, you need to go and talk to somebody. Or you need to go and talk to the Lord. We should never be standing still as Christians. We should always be moving forward. God always has more for us. He's a more God. He's not just keep you there, God. If you see him like that, then you're seeing him. You're not seeing him right. You're seeing him through your own filters, which can be flawed, and can be kind of obscured. Are you with me? So let's look at this. Praise God. It says there in verse 28. It says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And if you read that portion of scripture, what you're reading is, you're reading the gospel in a nutshell. You're reading everything that Christ has come to say. You're reading everything that he has come to do. And if you feel that you have no relationship with God, or if you feel that your relationship with God is strained, or your relationship with God is dead, well, then you need to read this. Because it's the complete opposite. And it's nothing to do with us. It's all about him. It's all about what he's doing. It's all about how he is calling out to us. When I was reading this, it brought me back to my own life. And I remember early doors, and a lot of you have heard my testimony, and we all have great testimonies. But my testimony was that I wasn't searching for God. In fact, I was doing the opposite. I was a very godless person, full of emptiness, full of sin, full of crime, full of selfishness, full of hate. Hatred was a big thing in my life, full of bitterness and anger. And I wasn't searching for God. I was doing the opposite. But God was searching for me. And it was nothing to do with me. I love that about God. He came and he touched a guy that was the opposite to him. I remember
the time that God was saving me, I was up on Warbrook Street there, up on Thomas Street, and I was none the worse word, if I want to put it that way. And I was looking for money. And this woman came up to me and she says, I'd like to invite you to a church. And I said, it was Sunday morning. She said, I'd like to invite you to a church. She said, like, we're going to Mass or something. She says, no, I want to invite you to a church. Come on down. It's down here in Warbrook Street. I want to invite you to a church. And I said to myself, things are flashing through my mind. I'm going to go down and I'm going to rob her. I'm going to rob her. This is a soft touch here. I'm going to rob her handbag. The minute she lets it go, I'm gone. I'm robbing her handbag. And it was like something came over me and I said, no, I'm not going to no stupid church with you. Go away. And then a week later, a fella came into my house from rehab and he said, Jesus loves you. Come into my house. He said, Jesus loves you and he has a plan for you. He wants to save you. And I said, this is crazy. Have you any money? And all I wanted off these people was money. Someone said, this guy can help you. And I thought that means give you money. And he persisted with me. And for a couple of weeks, he brought me here and he brought me there. And he tried to get the doctors and he tried to get me started. And all I did was trying to rob him. Trying to rob his car, trying to rob things out of his car. All I was doing was trying to make a fool out of the man. But yet, Jesus was saying to me, come to me. That's what he was saying. Through these people, come to me. Come to me. Are we hearing that? Nothing to do with us. I was the opposite. But he kept on saying to me, come to me. Come to me, Ed. Come to me. And that guy got me into treatment and he got me over to England and got me into treatment place where the Lord saved me. And the Lord set me free. And that was nearly 20 years ago. So what I was reading from this is that I was reading the heart of God towards us. Because he says to all the people there and thereabouts, he says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. And the type is there that the people were weary. They were weary of being in a place where there was godlessness and no way to God. And if you read it at the time about the Jews, they lived in a time where the high priest and the rabbis had control over them. And they controlled them with the rabbinic law, which was impossible to keep. It was impossible to keep. It was so difficult that the people felt that there was no way to God. And there was no way to the temple. And they were left godlessness. They were left in a godless place because they couldn't keep the law of these men. There was law and then there were 666 laws that they added onto it. And it was impossible for them to keep. And they were weary. And they were burdened by the weight of this law on their lives. And it's nothing new today. There's nothing new today. People are weary. They're burdened. They see that God is so far away from them that it's, when people mention God in their presence, they laugh. I remember being in work and I'm sure we've all been there. And when you mention God, people get embarrassed. They get embarrassed at the name of Jesus because they're so far removed from him that they're weary of him. And they're so burdened in their life that they can't see a way out. And life has a way of pulling you down. But I believe that what makes us weary is that we have no chance to get to God. And it was like this when Jesus was talking to these people. They were so full of guilt and they were so full of shame and they were so full of emptiness that he said to them, come to me. All of you who are weary and all of you who are burdened. In other words, that there is a way out for you. And it's like that now. It's like that in our own lives, that when we look at things and when we look at the world and when we look at our situations, that we can see that in some ways, that is, what am I going to do here? How am I going to get out of this situation? I feel so empty. I feel like every corner I turn, there's no hope for me. I feel like that I keep on going around this merry-go-round where I'll try this for a while and then I'll get sick of that. And I'll try that for a while and then I'll get sick of that. And then I'll look at the television and and I look at the newspapers and I look at all what the world is throwing at me to be, to conform and to be this and to be that and to be the other and to have money and to have a fancy car and to have a fancy house and to have all the things that your neighbor has. And everything is just dumped on us, and then you're trying to rear kids and all you want is your kids to have what the next door neighbor kids have. And if they don't have it, then there's something wrong with you. If your kids don't have the 100 euro runners, then there's something wrong with you. You're not a good parent. If you know, all that kind of stuff, it's weary. You're wearied with it all. It's a burden on you. It's a burden. And then when we're on our own, it's just us. And some people can't see a way to God. They can't see, I'm totally on my own here. And it's a burden for us. And Jesus says to these people, he says, come to me. He says, come to me. And you know why he said, come to me? Because he has the authority. He is above all things. He's able to say that. Isn't he? He's able to say that. What a claim. He knew who he was. He knew exactly where he was and what he was. Because he was able to make a statement, like, come to me and watch what I'll do. And let me tell you, there's people out there. There's organizations out there. There's things out there that are saying to us, come to me. But they don't have the authority. They don't. They're not able to take our boards. They're not able to. In fact, they heap more onto us. But believe me, you, when you walk out here today, and when you get to that corner, and when you head off in your car, you'll hear the word going, come to me. It'll say, come to me, and in a big hand saying, come to me. I'll sort you out. I'll give you rest. I'll take your burdens from you. But it's a lie. And even in relationships, I'm dealing with people, dealing with guys, and they think that if they get into a relationship, they'll be okay. I says to one of the guys one day, you know what we should do with Tiglin? We should turn it into a dating agency, and it'll be all done away with. We don't need to have a rehab, just have a dating agency. And all we do is get you a partner, and then your life will be sorted out. Because some people think that if I have a partner, I'll be okay. Everything will work out. There's nothing wrong with having a partner. But if you put an idol before God, it's not going to happen for you. And they put this pressure on people. Take my burden from me. Give me rest. And the thing is, humans can't do that. And so all of a sudden, the relationship starts to fall apart because you can't be God. Only Jesus can make that claim. Only Jesus can say, come to me. There's nobody in the world that can make that statement. I've seen people.